Finally today, another story with a Dutch connection. It involves something that's personal for me, and that's getting doored. I ride my bike to work, and all too often I have to swerve suddenly to avoid someone opening their car door. It's dangerous. Michael Charney is trying to make it safer. He wants us to open our car doors with a move he calls the Dutch Reach.
The Dutch Reach is a practice where instead of using your near hand, meaning usually the driver's left hand to open your car door, you use your far hand, your right hand. That makes you have to reach across your body to do that,
right,
and grab the door handle. And in doing that, you automatically swivel your body and you position your head and shoulders so you're looking directly out. You're looking out, you first pass the rearview mirror, which you should glance at, and then you're seeing straight out, and then you're very easily able to look back and see if there's oncoming bicycles or trucks or cars or whatever.
Right, and preventing that all-too-common accident here in the Boston area, getting doored if you're on your bike by a car.
Or also called a near-door experience.
Right.
When you manage to swerve and avoid. But the danger there is you can end up in traffic.
Right. You end up by getting hit by a car trying to avoid the door.
And that is what kicked this project off.
Was it a personal thing for you?
Well, within blocks of where I live, a woman named Amanda Phillips, a 27-year-old from Somerville, Massachusetts, a barista and a nursing student, was taking a turn and came up against the door that was open in front of her. She was knocked off her bike and into oncoming traffic and run over by a landscaping truck and died. That happened on the 23rd of June, and the next day I was reading the comments section in our paper, the Boston Globe, and somebody posted a link. He asked the question, he says, what's going on here, basically? You know, don't you know the Dutch have a better way? So, curious, I looked, and indeed, it described the Dutch Reach, what I now call the Dutch Reach.
Right.
And took it from there.
Was this the first time that you had encountered the Dutch Reach? I mean, you're a pretty experienced cyclist.
I'm an experienced cyclist. I should say I've been car-free since 1990.
Congratulations.
And living here in Boston since 72 and biking a lot of that time also. And I'd never heard of it. And in fact, it was really a very disturbing thing to learn about the Dutch Reach because it's the what-if question. I mean, had we been seeding this behavior, had we been teaching it to our kids, this accident might never have happened.
Now, you said getting the idea seeded in American society. That's precisely what the Dutch have done. I mean, you just handed me this flyer on what the Dutch Reach is, and it says this has been Dutch common sense for 50 years. It's taught in school, and this is what's required to pass a driver's test?
Well, that's
is that what it's going to take here?
Well, that's part of the goal, I guess. You know, hopefully, it'll get baked into our society as it has been with the Dutch.
I mean, it doesn't cost anything to do this. It just is a question of breaking a habit. How hard will that be, do you think?
Well, a lot of people take it on pretty easily. A phrase I like to use is, we're substituting one thoughtless habit for another thoughtless habit, except the second one is safer.
Bottom line here, this, as you put it, this thoughtless action could change someone's life, could save someone's life.
Yes. We need to change the culture. We need to accept that bikes are here. They're back, basically. They're beginning to want to have a share, a good share, a safe share of the road. And one of the ways, particularly in cities like this, to make it safer is by introducing the Dutch Reach.
Cambridge resident Michael Charney, who is trying to lead a campaign for the Dutch Reach all over this country. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.